Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Mark. I'm real excited about this word. I need your prayers this morning for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Your pastor is hitting it head on. Amen. So you need to keep me in your prayers. I feel your prayers. I do. I feel your prayers. I'm so thankful for that. The book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 6. Some of this may come out like teaching, but then the anointing may take it into preaching. But whatever the case is, I want you to get the word. Amen. I want you to be changed by the word. Amen. Steve, so good to see you, man. You guys, we love you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 15, verse 6. The scripture says, "Now at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner." Everybody say prisoner. "Whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound." Everybody say bound. Say that again. Say bound. "There's one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them, that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. Pilate answered, saying, Will you that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy." Wow. "But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas. Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will you then that I shall do unto him whom you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him." I want to share with you this morning with the help of the Holy Spirit, crucifying Jesus. Or what will you that I do with Jesus? Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence that is here. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we just pray your blessing on your word. Thank you for the anointing upon your word, that it will not return void. In Jesus' name, and everyone says, amen. What I'm going to talk to you about this morning, and I feel, man, wow, I feel just a supernatural anointing is taking over here right at this moment concerning the word of the Lord. What I want to talk to you about this morning is where it still falls under the umbrella of the spirit of religion, and what we are combating in our lives and what we are combating in this region. You have to understand, Christ, the Messiah, Ernie, in the Hebrew, the word Messiah means anointed. In the Greek, the word Christ means anointed. He was the Christos, the anointed one. Now, in our text here, and I got to take my time because I want to get this out to you. In our text here, if you see, it was part of the custom that they were allowed to release one prisoner at Passover, and there was one named Barabbas. And I know this may throw you a little bit of a curve here, but actually, in the original text, his name was Jesus Barabbas. Come on, can I get you Bible? Can I get an amen? So everybody, so you have some people here that says the pastor's not falling off his lost his mind. It's like a surname. Well, man, I tell you, I feel something happening. It's like Simon Barjona. It's Jesus Barabbas. But Jesus Barabbas meant son, Jesus, son of flesh. Jesus the Christ meant Jesus, son of God, the anointed one. And so, oh, you got to hear what I'm going to tell you this morning. Listen to what I'm telling you. Barabbas actually, and the name Barabbas means one who opposes authority. That's what the insurrection was about. Barabbas came against authority, and he is symbolic of, but you see, this is the one, oh man, this is the one that the chief priest, the religious leaders, this is the one that they said, set him free and kill Jesus. And you see what I'm saying? They said, set him free and kill Jesus. We want the one set free that is in opposition to Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, that's the spirit that we're facing today in the body of Christ. That's the spirit that we're facing in the United States of America. Crucify, crucify, crucify the anointed. Jesus is symbolic of the anointing. Jesus is the anointed one, and Barabbas is the one in opposition. It's an antichrist spirit. Anything that comes against or opposes Christ. Oh, I'm about to preach. I said I was going to teach, but I feel the anointing falling on this word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him by me. And what's taking place, not only in our homes, not only in our lives individually, not only in our church corporately, but in our nation as a whole, is the Barabbas spirit that is in opposition to the power and the anointing of the Christ. It's the anointing. Well, throw it up there, Isaiah 10:27. Isaiah 10:27. Oh, you got to see this. Woo! Matthew 12:14. You can keep that one up there, Jacob. I'm just going to share a verse with you. You got to understand, religion binds. Look at the word. We got to see people set free. I'm about to blow up here, guys. I'm about to blow up here. This goes beyond the corporate body just having a good time in a church service. I'm talking about people being set free by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit where they walk out of here changed. Glory. In Matthew 12, see, it was the whole plan of the Pharisees. Matthew 12:14. Listen to what it says. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. That was their purpose and plan, was to destroy Christ. And the enemy was working through the Pharisees with the spirit of religion. The enemy didn't care if they had their religious ritual gatherings. The enemy didn't even care. He was at the point to where he didn't care if they wore their attire, their religious attire, if they put on all this stuff. Amen. But don't bring out the anointing, because when the anointing comes out, somebody's going to be changed. Somebody's going to be set free. These people that you put burdens up on, they're going to get life. And where Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and you shall find rest for your souls, your mind. He come to set us free, not to be in bondage, but to be in freedom. Woo. Oh, come on, somebody needs to praise you for the anointing of Jesus Christ. The anointing destroys the yoke. I tell you, I've been about to blow up. It's been in my spirit. And it shall come to pass in that day. Everybody say that day. That his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke, the bondage, shall be destroyed. Come on. be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. I'll tell you what, I thank God for the presence of the Lord. But you know, we can gather in it, we can gather in here, we can gather anywhere. We can sing songs, we can play the best music, we can sing with the best of them. All those things. But without the anointing, it's a mute point. You know, it may even make people feel good it may even make your flesh feel good. But the anointing's what changes things. I said the anointing's what changes things. The anointing makes the drug addict free. The anointing sets the prostitute free. The anointing will cause the economy to flourish in troubled times. The anointing will set you free from the fear that has so gripped you so many times. The anointing will change your entire life. The anointing will do things that man cannot do. And y'all got to see this. You got to hear what I'm telling you. They wanted to kill Jesus, but it was not the man. It was the anointing. Crucify. The spirit of religion has come to crucify the anointing. That was its purpose then, and that's its purpose now. It's to crucify, to kill the anointing. Let me take my time here. The Hebrew word again, Messiah, and the Greek word Christ both mean the anointing. Isaiah 27, the anointing came to destroy the yoke of bondage. These people were in bondage. And I've told it to you before, but it's important that I repeat this. They were constantly, the religious leaders were constantly adding to the law. Both the written and the oral law on a daily basis. They were making it harder and harder and harder for men to live according to the law. Heaping burdens upon men. That's so what you got to understand. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you, you shall find rest for your souls. It's not rest for your bodies. What I told you before, you want to need rest for your body? Go to bed. Get some sleep. When you want rest for your soul, your psuche, the mind, the will, and the emotions, the only place you're going to get that's in Jesus. The only place you're going to get that's through the anointing. Amen? Are you with me? Jesus said, y'all got to hear this. It's going to get good. Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Because he has anointed me. What did the Spirit anointed him to do? To preach the gospel to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. And the recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty and freedom. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. Them that are bruised. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So you see, every time, and you got to see this real quickly. Every time you see Christ, you are really seeing the anointing. Are you with me? Every time you see Christ, you are really seeing the anointing. And healings and miracles. When Philip preached Christ, when he preached Christ, what happened? People were healed. People were set free because of the anointing. So the word Christ is not just, it's not, listen folks, it's not Jesus' last name. In fact, then they didn't have last names. Joseph of Arimathea. It was Simon Barjona, but they didn't have last names. And Christ called him Peter. He said, see, you're Peter. Do you ever see any of the disciples have a last name? They didn't have last names. It was who he was. It's who he is. Now we're going to change gears here, and I want you to see something. You have to understand the anointing. And don't miss what I'm telling you now. It's Barabbas. It's still the same things on the table today, Ernie. It's Barabbas or it's Christ. The world is wanting, and again, let me make this clear to you. Barabbas means opposition to authority. It means confusion. Where confusion is, there's what? Every evil work. Is that not what we're seeing today? In our land and in our nation. Oh, I got to preach the truth to you. I just got to preach the truth to you. Listen, that Barabbas spirit, the world is saying, give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus. Give us that is in opposition. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, every other religion that opposes Christ is under that spirit. It's the spirit of Antichrist, and the spirit of Antichrist opposes what he came to do, is to set men free. They want to keep people in bondage. They want to bind you up and not allow you any freedom. I come against that spirit. Y'all got to help me. Oh, come on, you got to help me. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now. Okay, here's where we come in. What did I tell you on Wednesday night? The scripture says that Christ shall reign until he's put all enemies under his feet. Oh, y'all got to hear this. It's a good word for our unity teaching on Wednesday nights, but it ties into this as well. Okay? Ephesians 1 says Christ has, he's all power and dominion over principalities and power. How many believes Christ defeated Satan? How many believes he's a defeated foe? How many believes that Jesus destroyed everything about it and he went back? He ascended to the Father. What did he say? It's finished. It's a completed work. But in 1 Corinthians 15, you got to understand this now. Oh, help us, Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about Satan being subdued. Okay? Now, why, if Christ defeated Satan, why is he wreaking so much havoc in the world today? Why is so much going on today in the world? Why are all these things happening? I'll tell you why. Because the church, the body of Christ, is not enforcing the victory that Christ won. And we are giving Satan, we are allowing him places in our lives that he has no authority in, but we are opening the door and we are not operating in that same anointing. I'm going to tell you something. The word Christian, hey, we are followers of Christ. We are the anointed. Oh, it comes home to us. We have to understand the anointing. You are anointed. I challenge you to do something. Get your Bibles everywhere you see in Christ, put in the anointing. You understand that's why Paul said, I can do all things through. Oh. I can do all things through Christ. What's it say? Which. It don't say who. It says, which strengthens me. It's in reference to the anointing. I can do all things through the anointing that strengthens me. I can overcome this sin that comes back all the time through, oh, hallelujah, through the anointing. I can see people set free, oh, through the anointing. I can see my family saved through the anointing. That's what's going to change. I can see revival and the next great awakening come to Bell County, Kentucky through the anointing. Are you with me? We got to stamp out the spirit of religion. The spirit of religion wants to bind. Oh, it won't loose. It wants to constrict and bind up the anointing. It wants to cause us to look at people's people's appearance. Oh, I could preach. Wants to cause us to be judgmental. It brings about pride. Randy, the religious leaders were so proud. They thought they were better than everybody else. We know the law. We know everything about it. But Jesus wrecked their world. He broke their laws. He wasn't. Go read your scripture. What are you doing healing on a Sabbath? He looked at them, and I'll be nice. He said, how many of you, if your donkey was in the ditch? Oh, come on now. Come on now, if I say this and you start judging your pastor, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You're under the spirit of religion yourself. You know, sometimes, Randy, I was telling Mark Elkins this other night over there at the baptismal service, sometimes we need to really think about what the King James Version says. Amen. We're all right when it comes to us getting ourselves out of the ditch, but when it comes to somebody else, they're on their own. Come on now. They're on their own. But that spirit of religion wants us to look at people that way. Oh, look at that prostitute going down the street. Look at the drug dealer. Look at the drug addict. Listen, let me tell you something. And those of you that are watching by television, I want to tell you something right now. This pastor standing on this platform, he's not any better than you are. It's just because the anointing of God on my life and the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ that I am what I am. Amen. It's because of him and nothing more. You're no better than anybody else. The spirit of religion wants to bind people up. It's a works mentality. Look what I'm doing. I do more than you do. Your righteousness is filthy rags. I'm going to try my best not to meddle here. You guys got to help your pastor. It's a works mentality. If I pray more, if I fast more, you know, and you can fast for 7 or 8 days straight. And if you decide to eat something, then the enemy's going to come in and condemn you. But I'm going to tell you something. The scripture says there is no condemnation to them which in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the spirit has come to set us free. The law could not set us free, but Jesus came to set us free. The law kept us in bondage. Jesus came to set us free. We are free through the anointing. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Somebody shout, I'm free.
I'm free.
Okay, let me try to wind this up here. I want you to get this. 2 Corinthians 4:7. I want you to see this. Oh, hallelujah. You got to see this. But we, everybody say we. Come on, say it again. Say we. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have that on us, that anointing. Amen. And you know what? I think sometimes Christ, you know, we're waiting for Christ to come do a work. He says, I came, did my work, and I went back, and I'm at the right hand of the Father. It's time for you to do your work. Amen. Every enemy is to be under. When I talked about he's arranged to every enemy, that's under the feet of the body of Christ. They're under his feet. They're under his feet, but they need to be under our feet. John 2:27. You got to see this. But the anointing, everybody say it again. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Look what it says. Jake, you got that one? Look at this. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and its truth is no lie, and even as it taught you shall abide in him. So the anointing abides in us. That's why the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in the anointing, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, you have to understand, we are carriers of the anointing. And anything that this Barabbas spirit that opposes, that's in opposition, Ernie, to the anointing. Oh, folks, you got to listen. You got to hear me. That's what we're fighting in this area. I'm just going to preach you the truth. Will you guys get me out of jail in the morning? It's what we're fighting in our nation's capital. It's what we're fighting. Everybody's in opposition to the power of the cross. I'm trying to bring this down. Can I go one more time? I'm trying to tell you, everybody's in opposition. See, they didn't want Jesus set free, Randy. They wanted Jesus crucified. They wanted Jesus killed, but they didn't realize that the power of the cross was the power of the anointing. When he hung on the cross, that's what brought the power of the anointing. Amen. That's what solidified what God had put in place before the foundation of the world, was the anointing would be solidified through the power of the cross. Now, you can have your church service all you want. You can preach all you want, but don't talk about the power of the cross and the anointing which comes through that, because we don't want to see people set free. We want to keep, in fact, we want to make them more bound than they've ever been before. Amen. And it's coming against your homes. I'm just preaching you the truth this morning. It's coming against your homes. It's coming in your government. It's coming against the churches. And it's an onslaught of the enemy to take complete control over everything, and to push the anointing out, to push Christ out, and to bring in this opposition against him. The Barabbas spirit. Give us Barabbas, but kill the anointing. You got to hear me. They don't care how many churches you build. They don't care how many mosques. Oh. Throw them up everywhere. They don't care how many times you use Buddha. Listen. They don't care how many times you use Muhammad. They don't care how many times you use all these false gods and all these false idols. They don't care. It doesn't matter. But when you start talking about Jesus the Christ, the one that Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the one that was supposed to come and set us free. You're the Messiah. When you start talking about him, hell gets stirred up. And hell's greatest, you know, listen to me, folks. You got to hear me now. I want you to get this. I'm trying to close here. But hell's greatest threat, you know, we think about all this sin. Daniel, come and help me. Let's finish this up. We think about all this sin. Drugs. Alcohol. Fornication, lust, pornography, and greed, everything that's going on. And that's what we look at. But I'm going to tell you something. The enemy comes in, and we don't see this under the umbrella of the spirit of religion. Amen? We don't see who he really is. And it keeps the church held down. Amen. And I'm declaring, come on, how much somebody got to help me? I'm declaring that this thing's going to be brought down in the name of Jesus. That enemy's going to be revealed, and people are going to see, amen, that who Jesus really is, who the anointing really is. And people are going to run to the mercy seat, and they're going to be set free. And they're not going to look at any denomination. They're not going to look at a name on the door. It doesn't matter. But it's just going to be all about Jesus. Paul said, I preach Jesus and him crucified. The anointing destroys the yoke. I said it destroys the yoke. And that's why they wanted it killed. That's why the enemy wanted it killed. Kill, crucify the anointing. But give us Barabbas. Now, I know this is an odd way to close this message, but you know, I want to challenge everybody in this room. Search your heart. You know, myself included. You know, are we allowing any of these spirits of opposition? Barabbas. One more time. Barabbas was means opposition toward Ernie. He was part of the insurrection. Direction to come and tear down, you know, to come against in the flesh. He was part of what came against the Roman Empire. That's why he was in prison. And I heard the Lord say in my spirit, you know, and that means to come against what God wants to do. I heard the Lord say, you got to get this, and I'm done, I promise. Are we going to be part of the insurrection? Or are we going to be part of the resurrection? The insurrection comes to oppose the authority of God. The resurrection comes to set men free. It's the power to set men free. And I speak freedom. I speak freedom. I speak freedom to these girls out here on the street. It's the anointing of Jesus Christ that came to set them free. I speak blessing. I bless and curse not. I speak freedom that their lives would change. Come on, church. Ooh, glory. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. We speak the freedom of Jesus Christ, the anointing that destroys the yoke of life.